Hey, yo, that was your man, Young Buck. G-Unit's off in the building. I'm holding it down. Fuck the World, November 28th. And you hear it on drugcnn.com. When you see us in the streets, you know what to do. G-Unit!
Do you think Beef keeps G-Unit in shape? Because he dropped mixtapes with some real disses here and there.
Yeah, because I think at the beginning, the only beef that we had was the Ja Rule situation. And everything that you always got from outside of that was just good music. It was so many other different situations coming about that the beef started to overshadow the goddamn good music part. So that's why, that's another reason I choose to move it back, because let's get to the good music and see who can make good music without that.
But you know, on the other side, you bring the best out of ours.
Yeah. I think it goes to see who it can bring the best out. If you can't, who gonna bring the best? Because either you can make it through the beef or you get killed through the beef. Yeah. Die from the beef. In a sense, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know cannabis, but at the end of the day, you don't see cannabis like you see LL.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And you know, you can kind of like do the math off of who took the down end of the beef, hip-hop beef-wise, when it's just lyrical battles and shit like that. More or less, you know, whether it's a financial hit, if it's a financial hit, or just destruction from the goddamn music itself. You know what I'm saying? You see who can stand through it and who can't, you know what I'm saying?
We'll see. You spoke about the producers on the album. Mata Hurry, you also start producing, is that right?
Yeah, I've been doing a damn thing.
How does that come along for you? How far are you being from a Dr. Dre?
He know I could get down. He been giving me little tips like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Just stick with it, bro. And then, you know, maybe you should try this right here. You double some hats and then that shit, you know. I try to, little do he know, but when I be in that motherfucker, I have a little more knowledge than Dre even know. So I be looking at equipment and everything, seeing which way shit is running and everything. I'm trying to get on Dr. Dre level with the shit. But it's just something I've been doing. I just been feeling like I ain't good enough to present them yet to the world. You know what I'm saying? I got a million beats, but I want to make sure that I'm good enough in a lane where I'm ready to give it to the world. But when, you know, when it's a response coming back like, yo, let me come work with you, I'll be able to. So I want to get on that level with it. So I'm still growing. I'm in a development process, but I'm coming with that goddamn heat, though.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, if you were like had to compare like Young Buck to rap on G-Unit to Young Buck on Cash Money, where would you see like the main difference as far as MC skills?
As far as MC skills, you know what I'm saying, is a definitely big difference. You know what I'm saying, voice tone and shit like that very much changed. You know what I'm saying, I was younger around them, so I had more of a high pitch of tone and shit. I've come more of an age, so my voice got a little bit stronger in a sense. And then at the end of the day, it was like my whole lyrical pattern changed, because in being in competition for my surroundings, there's so much competition, so much success to come along with 50 and Eminem and Dr. Dre, and then you got Banks and shit like that I'm almost forced to stay on top of my game or fall off.
Yeah.
So just that right there, I was put in a position where I was given opportunity. So that's all I ever wanted when I was with Cash Money, was a chance, you know what I'm saying?
A prediction is, this year, I predict that 615 Cashville Records,
yeah,
be the biggest new rap label to emerge this year. You know what I mean? And I don't think everybody sees how much talent. Like, when you look at an artist like T.I. and you see the space like that's growing around them, like you see Young Dro coming out and other artists that Atlantic is positioning through Grand Hustle, then you understand the capabilities, the interest that's generated through Young Buck's project and the southern-based markets that you watch. And when they say that in New York's coming back, I don't see them coming back. I see a lot of really strong efforts from the South, artists coming out, and the music is changing. You see a lot of new artists out there, and they're dancing that. Uh-huh. If you look at that, like for me, a lot of projects and everything that we've been a part of, that's not really a part of our basic like Protocol period being hip hop artists from New York City. That's old school hip hop. The fact that they're out there dancing, if we go back to any artist in hip hop, the older the music video get, the more you start seeing the actual artist dance.
Right.
You know what I mean? So the cycle of hip hop where it becomes more entertaining, more fun, period. I believe that can be can grant that to the South, that they brought that back.
Do you know what's funny? What I told Buck earlier is the South has taken like the spot from New York and Cali, but G-Unit is still holding it down on your own.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know what it is being able to be to have good creative energy around you. Buck is definitely one of the strongest artists on not just G-Unit, but out there, period. You know what I'm saying? Personality-wise, his charisma, when you meet him, some people are born stars. Others are manufactured. You know, they get around people, they groom them to the point that they become a certain way. But just being in the right environment and having, like, good creative energy around at the same time, Bug is developed. He's a monster. You understand? Like, as far as he's venturing off in the actual producing records, when I hear the music that he's producing, I said, God damn, don't be surprised if you hear music that was produced by Young Buck on 50 Cent's next album. It's serious, and it gets scary when it's that much like positive energy coming from a place, and it's not it like when they look at what G-Unit was Tony Yayo and Boy Banks and 50 Cent. It was 50 Cent and his homeboys.
Right.
Until I ran into somebody who had so much talent that it didn't make sense for me to just stay in that pocket.
Right.
I had to venture out. Buck is who initially gave me interest in working with artists who wasn't from where I'm from, that had a whole nother perspective on things. It was still interesting. It was still compatible with what we was doing at the same time. But he never left his roots originally. If you look at the boy back, his back is Dirty South across it.
But when you look at Buck, are you trying to hope like you see the same in other artists like Hot Rod or like 40 Glock?
I look at Buck and I see 50 Cent.
Oh, is that right?
I think Buck could potentially be the face of G-Unit. What 50 Cent is to Shady Aftermath, now there's other artists that signed to Shady and artists that signed to Aftermath, but they're not of the same caliber of 50 Cent. And I think Buck could potentially be that artist at this point. So I'm kind of just anticipating seeing how the general public embraces his performance on these new records. When his mixtape comes out and it's better than people's serious efforts because his album, that his creative level is that high, there's nothing you can do but sit back and just wait for it all to unfold.
Real talk.
Damn, that was real 50. That's all I can tell you. That's some real shit, my nigga.
That was real talk.
That's it. I mean, like, if you look at the other artists that you got out there from the South right now, that were releasing material in that time span, it isn't as strong as that. I'm sitting there and I see it flat out, and I haven't actually even said anything, because the way you got to sit and watch it unfold, I got to sit and watch it too.
Yeah, you're damn right, nigga.
Yeah, but I'm saying it ahead of time, so everybody knows I fucking knew.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what I be explaining to motherfuckers. I be like, you know, me and homeboy, me and 50, I'm so hands-on with him. My direction is from 50, you know what I'm saying, it's in the sense of everything that I'm learning in the business world has been took and breeded, so I do see myself in a sense of as a real true protege of 50, because I walk in 50 footsteps fully, not outside of them motherfuckers. I fully walk behind these motherfuckers to the fullest, like, and mean that. So, yeah, bro, whatever energy that you get from 50, you're going to honestly get that shit. For me, natural character-wise, it matched. He really don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and then the same thing, this is the thing that they don't actually get, though. You don't have people, like, everybody, well, like, everybody around, you see they all watch the energy here. Like, it's a blessing when you have a project that sells 11 million records and then your follow-up album is at 9.8 million records. And we're going into the third album now. Like, that happens. Now, you can't find a lot of artists out there that can honestly say, my next album, I'm going to do 10 million records. And I can say that to you, and you can't say I'm a liar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you like, oh, shit, that nigga, he did do 11 and then 9.8 on the next one. We say he's going to do 10, we got to wait and see what happens. But in Buck's case particularly, and I speak about him like he's not even on the phone when he's right there, but he has everything. Like, he has the full package. Like, there's nothing for me to tell this nigga. There's nothing for me. Only thing I can show him is the things that I've acquired in the meetings as far as hands-on learning, being in circles that he wasn't physically in the room to understand that portion of it because he was busy doing everything else. So there's points when you look at an artist and you say, damn, I wish I said that.
Yeah. So you're not just speaking like MC skills, like everything, like business and...
Ah, the whole shit, man. Like, if you got somebody around you and you can look at them and say, damn, I wish I did that. I wish I said that. And you fucking 50 Cent, at that point, that's when you recognize he got something that these other niggas don't got, man. And I love my camp. Take care of everybody. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? But he's separate. I'm telling you, it's a different situation. You know what I mean? And it's going to grow. It's definitely going to grow. Like, my whole shit is, when you got him there, you don't suppress him. Like, this nigga is dead. It's talented. I think Lil Wayne is talented. Mm-hmm. I think his relationship with Baby makes him look a certain way that won't allow people to look at him like a grown-ass man. You see what I'm saying? And I don't think that they intentionally did something to destroy it. And I'm not making reference to it based on Buck having affiliation with Cash Money prior to that. But I watch him, and I, like, when Wayne comes out on new records, I go, oh shit, they're going Wayne. Look at him, I see what he's doing. I'm like, he got some shit to him too. But it's not quite what I see from Buck, I'm telling you. And they're going to see that he's going to be able to lead his own pack. Like the way I lead you, and he has what he's seen for me to use as his protocol for how he should develop his unit. While June itself is 615 Cashville Record, you're going to see it turn into its own G unit in its own respect, because you're going to see creditable artists come out that you can't look at like it's just an off spin of 50 Cent or Young Buck.
You think some rappers gonna be jealous when they hear Buck the World?
Well, I don't think they'll be jealous. I think they're gonna hear it and say, God damn.
Yeah, I honestly feel that way too, honestly. And I done made a lot of different, well, I've been working, you know what I'm saying, for a long time with a lot of different shit, and then just being with 50, bro, even when we put out albums, it's still so much different material that's left over from working so much.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? That I can honestly see here and tell you, it's not a piece of blood in my body that don't feel like I know I've shocked the world this time in the sense of what I've done with this album. You know what I'm saying? I honestly know that I got it. It's just following it up and making them understand, you know what I'm saying, the business aspect of Young Buck and everything else that come along with Young Buck and you know, what I'm trying to do to, you know, far as the company goes and Cashville Records and maintaining and pushing my whole own label thing. So far as the music in, I got it. I feel like I've been here a long time and fucking with that shit. Now, growing the business and catching that in, I've been there. Like 50 told you, the only thing that I did miss from that end was not being in the room for us and catching that hands-on. Other than that, it's because I was handling something that I was supposed to handle on the other side.
Yeah.
But I was still right there on top of whatever the business was going on in that room. 50 always kept that being me a part of that business. Not just me, but everybody that's on the circle. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just excluded from Banks and Yayo, because this nigga's hands on with every fucking body. That's what I was just now telling you. That's what, you know, you asked me what I learned from 50. I learned how to be hands on with everything that come around me. You remember I tell you that? Because that means that nigga fucks with everybody from the heart, not from the hand. So if you make it to me, you know, and then we believe in chicken report cards. Nigga, you got to have R's and B's because, you know, at the end of the day, nigga found himself with allowing motherfuckers in the middle that don't have a report card that comes with D's and F's. And once you found that out, sometimes a motherfucker can be around you so much that it could play a it could never hurt you, but it becomes a problem. You know, at the end of the day, bro, I'm blessed to have a motherfucker like 50 around me. That's why, and I tell them this shit every fucking day. I'm seeing him in his face. He'll tell you to this man, nigga, thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody,
the nigga you are. You understand what I'm saying? Because like I say, I've been in a situation where I was always in order to have a chief mind, which I'm carrying out now. But at the end of the day, with me playing my Indian role, the chiefs that I was always placed in front of, they always was leaders that they had good leadership, but they never had knowledge of what they had around them.
Yeah, like if you listen to me, this is real shit right here. Ain't no such thing as generals that haven't ever had to be soldiers. You got to move up in ranks. So it's like, buck dudes in this particular situation are paid. Like, everything that niggas fight to get, like, it feels like they got to go against you. This is the problem. No matter how much you help a person, like, in game situation, I help game. I couldn't help him more than that. I just came up with selling 11 million records. I did all three of his first singles. Yeah. Can't help more than that. But even after that much help, it wasn't enough because I couldn't actually help him be me. He wanted to actually be me. To this day, you see what I'm saying? So the only way to be me is to go against me and win.
That's real shit.
That is it. So he absolutely has to do what you see in front of him. So that right there, everything that he's trying to establish, I would have been physically available. I'm not trying to be Tupac and have my niggas be the outlaws. If something happened to me tomorrow, these niggas will be able to function in business and still be able to feed the rest of the family, period.
But do you think Game will still be where he is right now, like on that major label, if it wasn't for you?
Listen, Game Project was being dropped when I decided to be a part of it. I told you when I got on, I created the three records that was his three first singles. So, no, it wouldn't even exist. But that's the thing, like you got to watch people in their character, even when, like, and that's a lesson even for Buck, because when he starts picking new people to deal with, we've had an experience with an artist that came around, and I seen it in his character. I said, you know what, Buck? This guy can't be around here unless he goes directly under you.
Yep, you got damn right. You always moved it like that.
Yeah, because I saw that the guy felt like he was as good as Buck. When he wasn't, he was nowhere near as good as Buck. But in his heart, he really felt like he was as good as Buck. He wanted to be there, like to be under 50 Cent and not under Young Buck while 50 was co-signing it and developing.
Yo, just off the record, yo, that same nigga you talking to, because that nigga was in the club, bro, last night, bro, begging a nigga to get that nigga a shot at this shit again.
I'm sure he is.
That shit funny, bro. Yeah, that's real talk, bro. My mama, bro. That nigga was running up to me on... Yeah, you know how that go, bro, on that level. I'm, you know, and then despite how what I had to even do to the boy, it was like that. It was funny for me to see that approach still there with a nigga still trying to do that and me even having to put hands on the boy and everything like that. So
that's desperation.
Yeah.
That's like once someone shows you something, like, I don't accept peace treaty. I don't start the war.
Yeah, for sure. That's where I'm off.
This is a quote from Machiavelli. War start when it made, it will not end where you please.
Damn.
So when you decide you don't want it anymore, it's not just, no, it's okay, it's over.
Who was that?
Who says that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Who says it's over then? You know what I mean? Like, so in every case, like anyone who has any intelligence avoids those altercations and situations. When you destroy, you have to destroy completely. I know a guy who destroyed, that didn't destroy completely, that doesn't exist. There's a guy who was responsible for me being shot. Uh-huh. See what happens when you let a nigga get up? You turn him into 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm.
You give him all the passion and all the drive that says, you know what, it doesn't matter anymore. If I got to kill, I kill. I do whatever I got to do, but I'm going to end up on top. To the point that he starts saying things like, I'm going to get rich or die trying. And that's the mentality that goes through on the record that is irresistible to the general public because they understand the passion and where it's coming from.
Yeah. Hey, 50, did you hear about Game already this week trying to get it together with you all and try to keep it peaceful with Unit now? I mean, from now on.
Well, you know,
I've been hearing about Homeboy been pushing the line and trying to do that. You know what, at the end of the day, bro, like 50 always, we've not devoted no energy towards Homeboy in the last 50, always directed not just me but the whole camp, like, you know what, that shit there is done, let it go. Let it do whatever that nigga do and let what it do. It's game that comes back. After a while, after you get all this shit where it be like, yo, man, I'm through with this shit. I don't want no beef. And then, you know, after a while, two, 3 weeks later, you hear fucking another mixtape record come out with some bullshit. And it got to the point where it was so consistent like that, I was the one that come to 50 and be like, yo, 50, my nigga, chill. Let's just chill with this shit. You know, the boy acting like he don't want no problems like that. And you know what 50 would tell me, bro? 50 say, you know what, Buck? I watch this, okay? I guarantee you, I give the boy a week, and he going to be on some other shit, like saying, you know, right back on some fuck G-Unit shit. Well, nigga, it wouldn't even make it to a week. It'd be more or less than 1 or 2 days, and the nigga be right back at it. So for me, that was like, ugh. You know what I'm saying? And that's just more and more, you know what I'm saying, to see how a nigga try to contradict himself to the fans and then still push his line, I guess, on an underground sense of trying to get his beef across.
No, if you know a person's character is unstable, they're not valuable. No matter what information they deliver to you, tomorrow, you don't know if he can stand by his word. And a man that has no word is not even a man.
Yeah, for sure. So that's like I've been telling him, like, for me, it ain't no sense to devote no energy to the shit. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no energy to it. I feel like, you know, the at the end of the day, it's enough push, you know what I'm saying, from the nigga in, from my end, all that. Nigga, you can do the math on see who real, who fake, what's real and what's fake. So for a nigga to, you know, for a nigga to push that out, man, it's nothing. I'm on some straight get money shit, get my money. But if a motherfucker continue to push his line and do what he do, shit gonna get handled in a sense. It just, you know, we gonna pull this shit away from as far as me, from you, nigga, and we'll do it all the way in the streets, because the nigga's so close enough up through them sections and shit where niggas call home, that if it's about that, nigga can make it happen and go on and see if it's about that. But like I say, if a motherfucker know what's going on through this mirror, if I'm telling you, yeah, nigga, I'm going to handle this, I'm going to do this and shit, if you know about it, nigga, the police know about it.
Yeah.
Straight up. Mm. So, nigga, we fighting that end, too, when it comes to 50-50 gangsters for real, nigga. And we deal with the fact of having to deal with these niggas to get out of line from that angle. And then, at the end of the day, keep yourself grounded where he ain't got to see that penitentiary yard, too. Because a nigga real life, a nigga hands on with it. A nigga's not going to let nothing get too close where he going to either hurt a motherfucker or even feel like it's close enough where it can hurt a motherfucker. So, you know, shit going to always be in a protective mode, in a sense. And I'm like for 50-50, his own goddamn gorilla. He do what he do, he going to get it done. He been getting it done. I'm another gorilla, and I mean that. So everything that 50 does, I feel like, nigga, okay, I'm a part of it. I don't give a fuck whether it's right or wrong. But everything's right, so I totally feel good about all the other situations when they pop off, whether it's from the game or the Fed joke, because I've been around my nigga to watch this shit and watch it how it bubbles and then be like, damn, this is some crazy-ass shit.
You know what it is? Nobody's paying attention to these people enough to see what they're doing behind the scenes. And they're doing it even in front of the scenes, but because no one's really, they don't generate as much interest as me, it seems like I'm damn near the Broad Street Bully. Because they only see me responding to their behaviors. They don't see them doing what they did that upset me. You see what I'm saying? They miss the part when the nigga's doing what he's doing. Like, they'll almost be like, why is 50 talking about Puffy? Like you don't see that we done took Mace on a world tour.
Yeah, I just seen old Puff in L.A., too. I had to roll the window down on him. I think I spooked him a little bit, bro. Yeah, bro, he wouldn't even come up to the window, bro. I just was like, hey, nigga, what's up, nigga? I caught him, he running up out there on Beverly Hills, running up the street the other day, Phil. Yeah, I pulled up on him, bro. Low-key had 4-5 security guard with him. They stopped and paused, though, because if I wanted him, I had him, but it wasn't nothing on some love. I'm like, hey, man. And he saluted me, but it was from the sidewalk. I wish I could have found him. He saluted me from the sidewalk, but it is what it is from that end. You know what I mean? I just ran into him in L.A. That's after all this other shit. You know how it go. It's like, yeah.
Right. Hey, but 50, hey, do you think they're really on, like, on some personal shit, or they're just trying to get your attention?
To be honest, I think even the music business, just not just them, in general, I think the music business is so close-knit that buck is a part of their lives. In conversation, they're listening and they're going, yo, a new Buck record going to come out. They're already anticipating what it could do because they feel the energy around him right now. He got like, it's crazy out here like right now. Like, he had kids coming to me, instead of it being, hey, 50, screaming because it's 50 right there.
Well, I don't know. I don't think
he's screaming at me, like, where's Young Buck right now?
Crazy,
that's how the energy feels right now because the record has that type of energy around it. And it's, but right now, Southern-based artists are growing faster than New York City-based artists. At the bottom line, like, and it doesn't mean that there's a great, they've had a lot of good artists come out of the South. So it's like, and the South is fucking huge.
Right.
You say the South, how many places are you talking about? Yeah, when you say New York, we're talking about the city. We're talking about a city. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot more talent out there that's going to be showcased.
Yeah.
This is what they don't see. A lot of the music has to be co-signed by somebody. So even when you say West Coast right now, that was co-signed by 50 Cent. They got that going. Game, the only thing they've been out there in the last 10 years.
Did 50 bring the West Coast back?
If anybody brought it back, it was 50 and Dr. Dre. We collectively created the Game Project.
Okay.
And there ain't been nothing out there for 10 years.
So you think he's taking credit for himself, Game, by saying he brought it back?
But can you blame someone who, regardlessly to where credit goes, everybody knows, man. And if you check the money trail, it shows. The money goes back to the people who actually counted and created it.
Yeah.
And also, you can say what you want to say. He says he sold 5 million records. He's on a 5 million record.
How many?
Almost four.
Why do you say five then?
Because it makes him look bigger and better. And I didn't have to answer that question for you to know.
So he was lying about the record sales?
Yeah, he never sold a 5 million record. Come on, man. But, you know, you'll see it. I mean, it's all visible. It all comes, don't come out in the wash, come out in the rents, right?
Yeah. So what do you expect from like the next record? I mean, he did it like by himself without you or anybody's help, like Dre's help, your help. So what do you think? What do you expect from the next album?
I'm already seeing what I expect. I see Game writing a song without a hook for One Blood.
Uh-huh.
I said he's a good rapper. He's not a good writer. I see Game making a record where he's totally mimicking 50 Cent and Dr. Dre for the follow up single. He mimics Dr. Dre vocally on each verse on his new single, and he's copying my style on the chorus.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't hear that when you listen to that record, I don't even want to talk to you because you don't even know hip-hop. When you hear One Blood, what you hear is rap verses. This is why the kid's M.O. is to make 300 bars. He can rap. Can he write a song? No. And when it comes time to write a song for a single, he does what he thinks 50 Cent would do.
So you think he didn't make the transition from being a mixtape rapper to like a real songwriter and making songs, real songs?
Hard transition to make, my man. Like in one record, because he didn't make the first record. That first record was built. He'd been in the studio over a year and a half prior to that, creating material that they felt like they were still going to drop him. You know what I'm saying? This ain't the Game Show. This is about Young Buck, actually. You know what I mean? And that Buck's project, Buck the World, is definitely going to shock a lot of people if they sleep. Because everybody is paying attention. It is really well anticipated. And everybody's looking for it.
I'm going to give them exactly what the fuck they've been looking for. And a little bit more, too, partner.
Word.